I'm speechless, staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless, you already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous every time you walk into the room. Started when you said hello, just did something to me, and I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You take the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it, and all of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And I'm speechless, staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless, you already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous every time you walk into the room. Standing there in that dress, girl, it ain't a secret, 'cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, oh, I'm speechless, you already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous every time you walk into the room.
WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center. Now, let's head out for all the exciting play-by-play of WIAA High School Sports.
To tonight's game here on 103.1 Trail Mix. The Shawamigan Screaming Eagles have traveled down to Prentice to play the Buccaneers for your Friday Night Lights matchup, the high school football here today. Both teams are lined up and ready to kick off, and so we will get into lineups here in a moment. Norris Rodriguez with the kick. It's an onside. It goes past the 10 yards, bounces off the Prentice player. Number 11 does a great job. That's Jacob Isaacson of falling on top of the ball, keeping possession, and the Buccaneers will start out with their first possession of the game here at about the 50-yard line, about 49.5 on their side of the field. So great field position starting and going forward here today. I'm Stephen Jellin bringing you today's game. Once again, thank you for joining us here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We have a hike up the middle, following his blockers. Number 13 has a nice little rush for about 6 yards. Zachary Starkey does a nice job, senior running back out of the backfield there. Was able to get the ball, follow his blockers for a nice 5 to 6 yard gain. Ball is now placed at the Eagles' 45-yard line, making it 2nd and 4. All right. Everyone in a condensed formation, one running back. Or sorry, two running backs. His handoff, he follows the one, gets one block, and now it's just going through the secondary. He's dragging him with him for a big yard, big gain, about 15 yards. Man, there was Eagles draped off of him, but they were wearing him like a scarf, like a cape, as he just kept pumping his legs for more than a first down, and then some. Ball is now placed on the 30-yard line of the Eagles as Prentice, with back-to-back runs up the middle, are showing that maybe this is going to be a tough road. All right. Quarterback Nicholas hands off to number 13, follows his blockers, 5 yards, 8 yards, keeps going. He's going to be short of the first down, but just barely. Zachary Starkey done a great job there. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Until the Eagles can prove that they can stop this run up the middle, I think they might just keep doing it. All right, Buccaneers getting ready as they are a couple yards from the red zone, second and about two at the Eagles' 22-yard line. Ball hiked, handoff, fumble, and the Eagles fall on top of it. It's a fumble recovery by Marcus Purdy, who came around the edge. It was just a bad handoff. I don't know if it was a quarterback or a miscommunication, but it tipped off of his fingers, went backwards, and an Eagle was there to land on top of it. Turnover off of a missed handoff. Well, the Eagles got a huge break there as they hadn't had the chance to stop the run. But if the ball hits the dirt, fall on it, it's theirs now. Eagles on offense. All right, Schwamigan setting up. They have a couple of different players playing quarterback the last couple days. They have 3 wide receivers. 4 now as they do the wheel route. Norson's open. He's going to throw it wide open. It's a catch. He's running down the field. He's got one guy to beat. Jukes on the inside. He gets by him, has to hit another, and he's taken down past the 50-yard line. Great wheel route off the motion from the running back. Norson Rodriguez isn't even covered. It's an easy throw, easy catch, and he runs down the field for about a 30-yard gain. First and 10 now at the 50-yard line. Great catch and run by the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Got a lot of those yak yards. Let's see if the Eagles, who last week were showing a lot of pass formations, a lot of 3 wide receiver, 4 wide receiver sets, which you know if you listen to me, I'm a big fan of, and here we go, 4 wide receivers, 2 on each side. Let's see what they have cooked up here. Buccaneers, right now, matching rush. Are they going to blitz one? They do. It's going to be 4 versus 3. The quarterback has to tuck. He's going right. He throws it. It's going to be short into the dirt, incomplete pass, but I don't dislike it. His number 17, Antonio Petzl, saw the blitz coming in. Great blitz by the Buccaneers. They were able to create a hole at the A-gap and just came running right at the quarterback. He had to tuck it, escape the pocket, try to deliver the ball. It was short, incomplete, 2nd and 10, still at the 50. All righty. Buccaneers able to adjust very quickly to that pass game. Eagles back into their base formation as they have 1 wide receiver left, quarterback and shotgun with a running back right behind him. Ball hiked, handoff, up the middle, 5, 6, 7 yards there. Nice play on 2nd down. Good when you're at 2nd and 10, you can kind of get in a precarious position where if you don't get enough yards, you're 3rd and long. But now we're at 3rd and 3 at about a 43-yard line of the Buccaneers. Much more manageable here going forward. And you got to imagine this is probably 4-down territory. I know the Eagles don't like to punt. And if you're already in the Buccaneers territory, I mean, so you're playing with 2 downs here. See if they decide to run again. Number 22, Mason Pahokey is the tailback here on this next play. 1 wide receiver to the right, hand it off to Mason up the middle. That's going to be a 1st down, about 5-yard gain, maybe a little bit more after the ref places it. Good play design. One thing I'll notice right off the rip here is the Eagles are playing a lot quicker tempo, and I'm not talking about getting the play, making the huddle, getting the ball, but when they hike the ball, they're making the decision play. That I would say the last 2 weeks they've looked, well, last week and their first week, they looked sluggish. Like, it just seemed like every action was just moving too slow. All right. Antonio, quarterback, has 4 wide receivers. Gets the hike, releases it quickly, and he looks like it was a slant route, but he was well defended. And so the ball just goes into the dirt, incomplete pass, 2nd and 10. That looked like a first read throw. Unfortunately, Norson Rodriguez was open again near the sideline, and if he had seen that, it would have been another easy catch. But that did not happen. Buccaneers had good pressure, although they weren't going to get to the quarterback. It probably hurried his progressions quite a bit. So good pass rush so far by the Buccaneers here tonight, led by Jackson Isaacson. Right in the middle, D-tackle. Three wide receivers, one in motion. It's going to be a reverse to number 22, who's going down the sideline. He has one man to beat, and he does, and he gets to go right into the end zone. Swamick and Screaming Eagles come out to a roaring start that they now lead 6-0 here in the first quarter in Prentice. Man, this game flipped pretty quickly as the Buccaneers were running all over Swamigan, but that fumble really left some points on the field for the Buccaneers, and rather the Eagles come right down the field, score, and now they are lined up to go for two. One wide receiver on the right. Quarterback, Hike, holds the ball to follow his running back. He runs into a wall of black jerseys, and that is no good. Great goal line defense by the Buccaneers there, who, yes, they gave up the touchdown, but nothing else. And now the score will be 6-0, Eagles leading against the Buccaneers here in Prentice. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more football for you on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Think the Indy Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASE-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. Your Eagles lead 6-0 against the Prentice Buccaneers in Prentice. Prentice, an unfortunate fumble, giving up the ball early, allowed the Eagles a quick chance to get the ball. It's a squib kick, and the Buccaneer player falls on top of it. And once again, they get great field position at their own 44-yard line. All right. Carter Murphy doing a good job getting the ball and getting down. All right, Buccaneers. Now, I'll be honest, on that first drive, everything they were doing was working splendidly. They had an unfortunate fumble from the handoff. If they clean that up, they were running down the throw of the Eagles, and they'll probably do the same. Another fumble off the snap. There's a whole bunch of bodies. We'll see what the refs are saying. Eagles got the ball, but they're going to say second down. Eagle probably got it at, it's okay. Buccaneer retains possession, second down, and 10. Whew. Man, hopefully I didn't jinx them, because I was just saying all they need to do is not do that. And we'll see if the Buccaneers can get back onto what they were doing before, which was handing the ball off to Zachary, their senior, who was just bowling over their defense on their first drive. All right, first and 10, ball handed off. Zachary's getting right in there. Another quick 5-yard gain. It felt like four Eagles players had to get on top of him just to slow him down. My goodness, Zachary's going to prove a problem here tonight for the Eagles. And for the Buccaneers, man, you're probably saying feed him more. Get him the ball more, because, my goodness, he is quite the athlete. He's a head taller than some of these defenders on the Eagles' side. All right. Number 3 is the tailback right now. And that's Aiden House, who is leading the blocker, and Zachary gets the ball, and they're just playing smash mouth football right now. My goodness, that is a nice 10-yard plus gain. They are now in Eagles territory, about the 41-yard line, first and 10. I'm breaking it to you now, everyone who's listening. You're going to hear me call Zachary Starkey's name a lot tonight. All right, they're lined up. Ball hiked. Hand off to Aiden this time. Able to fight for a couple yards. There was contact right at the line of scrimmage, but Aiden did a great job of spinning, pushing forward, and getting about 5 yards. There you go. Second and 5.
I believe that was Will Krause.
let's see what the Eagles can do here. At a certain point, you might not even have a safety. You might just have to go five of your eight guys on the line. Two, three, four, five. They did six. There's a handoff to Zachary, who gets behind the initial rush, and he's still going to get that first down. Even though he had contact the whole run of that, they're just able to move the pile, move the players, and move the chains. That is first down, first and 10 at the Eagles' 30-yard line. Buccaneers seem to get back into what they were doing before, which was just running straight up the middle, try and stop us. All right, quarterback under center, two tailbacks. Ball hiked. Can be pitched over to Aiden, who's hitting the backfield, able to shed the blocker and get all the way up the field for about an 8-yard gain. That looked like what was going to be initially either a tackle for a loss or potentially no gain. He just sheds the defender and just runs forward for about, they're looking like they're placing about 7-yard gain. So we're looking at second and three at the 23-yard line for the Buccaneers. Same formation. Buccaneers aren't showing anything else. Why do they? They don't even need to. Oh, wait. We got one receiver now. 13 is on the outside. Steve Zachary, who comes in motion, gets the ball behind and rushes up the field. And it's going to be close. It looks like the ref is signaling just short. We're looking at, it's going to be third and one. Well, third and a half yard. Yep, right there at the, 20-yard line, 21? All right, third and short. I mean, I think everyone in the stands, both coaching staffs and all players, I would be blown away if this is anything but a run up the gut. Oh, they're line of formation. They're going to be doing the equivalent of the Phillies tush push, and that's going to be a false start. The Buccaneers lined up. I don't even think you had to line up as quick as you think. That was just going to absolutely move the pile. Right now, as far as the battle of the trenches, the Buccaneers offensive line has just been mauling the defensive rush brought to you by the Eagles. And the Eagles are tackling pretty good. They're getting contact. They're getting to the runner. They're hitting hard. But I'm just telling you, Zachary, Aiden, they are – well, first off, these two kids are not afraid of contact. They're two seniors that lead this team, and they're absolutely ready to win the point of contact. Quarterback under center. The running back slipped, and so he couldn't get to the quarterback to receive the handoff. So the quarterback had to basically just tuck the ball and receive a sack. I'm not kidding. Was that Aiden? He went to plant his foot, and his foot slipped. Oh, man. You're sitting here, and you're like, man, the Buccaneers, I feel like they would have scored already if it wasn't for two mistakes here in the first two drives. But this one, no turnover. It's going to be fourth and five, and they've been getting more than 5 yards of play. So I don't think they need to do anything tricky. They just need to limit the mistakes, and they will probably push this pile forward. All right, here we go. Two tailbacks, quarterback under center. Buccaneers, hike, pitch, over to Aiden. It's a throw, but he can't get it off online. Oh, he's oh my goodness, what a catch for the Buccaneers, but it looks like he's short. I wanted to say he was sacked twice, but Aiden avoided the sacks. Twice, was able to deliver the ball. It was a wonderful catch. It just was just short of the line of gain, and that was on fourth down. Man, Buccaneers, great play call. Eagles got a great rush, and they had good coverage on the pass initially. In fact, it's one of those things where it's like they did everything right except for tackle Aiden on that first attempt because the defender had his arms around his hips. I mean, you heard me stutter there. I wanted to say he was about to be sacked, but either way, great job by the defense. They were able to have a turnover on downs. And with that, there's a timeout called. We're going to go to commercial. When we come back, we'll have more football for you here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
All right, welcome. Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix. Here, the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles are the visiting team today, as we are in Prentice right now playing the Buccaneers. Buccaneers had a fourth down pass play. They were able to make the catch, but they were just short of the line of gain. So now it is a turnover on downs. Eagles start on offense, and they start with four wide receivers, two on each side. Buccaneers, are they bringing the blitz? We'll see. Ball hiked. It's a four-person rush. It's a throw. It's an overthrow. He was unguarded. And Antonio was rushed in his progression. Once again, the blitz from the Buccaneers proves to do something good. The Buccaneers, I like the response to this pass game. I know they gave up one big pass to Norson, but that was a short gain and a lot of yards. That one was set up to be more of an air yards, and they didn't stay back. They didn't just rush straight up 3-3. They brought a fourth to really disrupt the time of the quarterback, and they did that time. Eagles, undeterred, they got four receivers again, two on each side. Shotgun, ball hiked. It's going to be a quick screen throw to number 89. Gets by one defender, gets by two, and now it's all daylight. Can he outrun the safety? It's just a foot race. I think he's got it. Oh, my gosh, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. What a play from the screen. He gets it, has to cut it inside, gets around the defenders, and my goodness, it was just daylight. Oh, my Lanta, that was a great run by Will Krause, the senior for Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, taking a small pass play and making it a big gainer, 80 yards for the touchdown, 12-0, Shawamigan Screaming Eagles leading against the Buccaneers. All right, they line it up for two. Let's see the formation here. We have quarterback shotgun, one tailback, wide receiver to the left, and that is Marcus Purdy, the wideout. Ball hiked. It's going to be handoff to Mason up the middle, makes one little juke move, and he is into the end zone for a successful two-point conversion. The score is now 14-0. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles have showed great resilience on defense tonight and incredible explosive plays on offense. I'm loving what I'm seeing. Quick decision making from their quarterback, routes that have nice dump off options in case there's a blitz. This is great. Honestly, I'm going to give really big hats off to the coaching staff and the offensive coordinator and head coach, whatever they're coaching. I think this is the correct direction that they needed to move if you're going to commit to a passing offense of this nature. You got to make sure you have outlets. You got to make sure you're designing plays and making it not only easy on the catcher, but the quarterback as well and the blocking coverage. Great job by the Eagles, and here we go on the kickoff. They lead 14-0. Norson with the onside kick. It goes past the 10 yards. It's on the ground. Do the Buccaneers recover? And they do. Nice job by 76, not panicking, waiting for it to come to him. And Michael Bant falls on top of it. All right. And now the Buccaneers return on offense. All righty. I'm writing my notes down here. Buccaneers on offense. So they've had a few mistakes that have stalled out their drives. For the most part, they've been able to move the ball. It's just, I'm not kidding. It's like if they didn't slip on that one handoff from the last drive, instead of losing a hole down, potentially it's another 5-6 yard gain. All right, ball hiked, handoff up the middle. Aiden just carrying defenders for a 5-yard gain. Man, I'm going to just name their backfield the automatics, because they get the ball and it's just automatically 5 yards. This is just the most pure form of football that I'm watching here by the Buccaneers. And it is just, we're bigger than you, we're stronger than you, we're taller than you, we're stronger than you, and we're going to get the ball and we're going to run at you. All right, Buccaneers showing something different now. Two wide receivers on the right side, under center. Ball hike, it's a screen, and it's an incomplete pass as the ball went through the hands of number 13, Zachary Starkey, that's a very catchable ball. It's delivered quick. And it's meant to be caught while he's running. It was just a screen in which he bubble screens backwards, and as he's running towards the quarterback, the ball's thrown to him, and he's going to catch it and rip it upfield. He honestly, that probably would have been anywhere in the ballpark of 6 to 10 yard gain, assuming the tackle be made. Good play design, it just slipped through his hands. And so with that, we're on 3rd down and 5. Buccaneers, here we go. Under center, 2 tailbacks. Ball hiked, hand off up the middle. He's carrying it, and he gets passed for a 1st down as number 13, Zachary Starkey, as who would have thought the guy who's averaging more than 5 yards a carry gets more 5 yards on that carry. There we go. 1st down by the Buccaneers here, and they have now moved into Eagles territory as they are now at the 43-yard line for the on the Eagles side of the field. All righty. Buccaneers, hike, hand off up the middle. Aiden's taken to the outside, and he's not able to shake off the defender. Dylan Eath does a great job. If Dylan Eath didn't make that tackle, that was a touchdown. There was no one even close. I was closer to him up here in the sound booth than the next defender. So Eath does a great job holding him, but it didn't stop Aiden from still getting 7 yards on that rush as he carried him for about 4. All right, 2nd and about 3. Here at the 36-yard line. All right. Under center, 2 running backs, 5 linemen in motion. Starkey going in. It's going to be a sack. Oh, he flips it back. How did the quarterback get rid of that ball in time? Great job. The Eagles had incredible penetration of, I don't know if he didn't get blocked or if it was a very successful blitz. He got on top of the quarterback, and the quarterback, while he's being sacked, flips it forward to the running back, who gets about 2 yards on the play. Great, or about 1 yard on the play. Either way, he turned a very big negative into a somewhat a positive, and now we're looking at 3rd and 2 at the 35 for the Buccaneers. Under center, ball hiked, handoff up the gut. Can be a 1st down and a little. Wait. They're can. Where are they going to call forward motion? Right there. It is a 1st down. Great run by. Is that Aiden? It is. Aiden Huss does a great rush there. Gets the 1st down. Moves the chains. And now with the ball being placed at about the 32-yard line, the Buccaneers continue this drive. All right. The timer. Thank you. We have 1:38 here in the first quarter. Excuse me. This Buccaneers are probably wanting to run down the quarter and score. Here we go. 2 tailbacks under center. Buccaneers hike. They get the ball to Zachary, carries it into a pile of white jerseys, but still coming away with 4 yards. There we go. 2nd down now and about 6. 2nd and 7. I like having the other guy next to me who gets my yardage right. Awesome. All right, they just crossed the 30-yard line, so the Buccaneers getting really close. Both drives stalled in around this time. So the Buccaneers, this is the hump they got to get over here. They've done a good job so far here today. It's just the 2 mistakes really kind of stalled out their drive. So if they keep the mistakes down here, I could see that they will just continue to ground and pound this ball. Ball hiked. It's going to be a little dish off to number 13, carries it up the field to the goes out of bounds at the sideline. We'll see where he's marked. They're going to say he's going to be out at the 25-yard line. So we got 3rd and 3 for the Buccaneers here. 3rd and 3, the Eagles 25-yard line. All righty. All righty. Buccaneers. See where they line up. They're just going to be under center once again with their 2 tailbacks and Zachary and Aiden. Ball hiked, gets to Aiden, goes up the middle. He's going to get a 1st down here. He's still carrying kids with him. They all look like kids compared to him. He's so tall. He's strong. My goodness. There we go. Ball goes moved almost. That's the 16-yard line. That's a 1st down for the Buccaneers as they continue to move them chains. 15 seconds in this first quarter. Are they just going to let it run down? Let's see here. 10 seconds now. They're breaking huddle. This is going to be close. 5 seconds now. Does he hike it? 3, 2. Okay, he does. Going to be handoff to Zachary up the middle, following his blockers. That's a good gain to run out this quarter. as they are in the red zone, and they're going to be about 2nd and 5 when we come back here in the second quarter. All right, Eagles lead 14-0 here in the at the end of the first quarter here in Prentice against the Buccaneers. We're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more high school football for you here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. In all the chaos of getting ready for back to school, did you forget your vehicle needs service? Fear not. Right now, get up to a $20 rebate on the Works oil change and tire rotation. With our complimentary mobile service, we will come to you, service your vehicle, and we'll be on our way. The most convenient way to service your vehicle at no extra charge. Go online to MedfordMotors.com or call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 for details and to schedule now.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
All right, welcome back to some varsity football here on Trail Mix 103.1, home of your Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. The Prentice Buccaneers are hosting the Eagles here today in Prentice. Eagles lead 14-0 with the first quarter now done and dusted. We will begin the second quarter here on this next snap. If you're just joining us, Buccaneers are in the red zone. They are lined up around the 10-yard line looking to get their first points. Ball is handed off to Aiden, who goes up the middle. He's pushing forward. No one's falling down. What's the call, ref? How close are we? He's saying first down at the goal line. It's so close. I'm just waiting. Like, I have to wait for that breath. They're putting me on pins and needles here. That was a great run by Aiden. It's first and goal at, like, I don't know, 2 inches. It's right there. Great run. And I just got to imagine there's going to be nothing pretty. This is just going to be straight up, smack in the mouth, handoff. Here we go. I'm calling it here. Ball hiked, ball handoff, followed his blockers. And just on principle, the running back, Zachary, just stiff arms an eagle in the back end of the end zone. And when you hear that, that wasn't unsportsmanlike. It was with the flow of the play. But, man, that was disrespectful. And Buccaneers have got themselves some points on the board. They are now at 6, and the Eagles are at 14. Let's see what they do here with that first two-point conversion that they get a chance to do here. If we've learned anything, it's going to be a run up the middle. Here we go. Buccaneers under center. Ball hiked, handed to Aiden. Gets contact. Does he fall forward? Yes, he does. And with that, Buccaneers get this game back within one score, as they are still in the deficit. Eagles lead 14-8 with 11 minutes and 23 seconds in the second quarter. We're going to go a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more football for you here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Get the best seat in the house at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to varsity football here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, your team who are on the road, is home to Trail Mix. I couldn't have butchered that sentence any harder. Prentice Buccaneers are hosting the Eagles here, and the Buccaneers have just scored, put points on the board for the first time. Eagles still lead 14-8, and the Eagles are about to receive their first kickoff. All right, Buccaneers signal they're ready. Here comes the kick. Onside, it goes over 10 yards. Eagles land on top of it, and we have a flag. So we have offsides. See what the ref is saying. I mean, I thought he said offsides. Offsides on Prentice, so they're going to move the kickoff back a little bit more. Tough here. If you're not kicking off from the 30, if you're not kicking off from the 35, you really probably don't want to onside kick it, because that's some, that is some rough field position if you try. Here's a kick. Yep, he boots it. It's going to go all the way back. It's going to be fielded at the 30-yard line on the Eagles' side of the ball. He picks it up, finds a seam, runs it up the middle. That's a kick return. Oh, my goodness. 30, 20, and 10. And say it with me, touchdown, Suwamigan Screaming Eagles. Will Kraus now with his second touchdown of the night, as he absolutely, he picks up that ball, looked up, looked right, looked left, took his seam on the left side, and just ran straight to the end zone. Big play, big run. Suwamigan Screaming Eagles don't waste any time, as they now have 20 points on the board. Two touchdowns for Will Kraus. That is big. That was a nice job by him. All righty. See what the Eagles do here as they line up to go for two. Still getting set up. They had to wait to switch the ball to the offensive ball. All right, Screaming Eagles setting up with a pass package here on two-point conversion. And the Buccaneers are calling timeout as what looks to be only seven men on the field, as there is a miscommunication on which subs are going in and out. Wow. Man, I haven't. It's been a while since I've seen a kick return. Most teams do the onside, and, I mean, I would have done the same thing if I was the Buccaneers. I was thinking the same thing, which is like, shoot, if we onside kick it, we're going to potentially give up position where we're, the ball's at the 40, you know, and potentially the 30, you know, 45. So they boot it, and it's just good blocking coverage. I didn't see any illegal blocks in the backs or anything like that. It looked fairly clean. And Will Kraus was able to just turn on the burners and go. So Eagles are going to be fired up and coming on back on the defense here in a little bit, as Buccaneers are just waiting to see what they're going on with right there. All righty. All right, timeout over. Teams moving back out on the field. I'll do a quick count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So we have full coverage on both sides. It's going to be three wide receivers set, two on the left, one on the right, and then that is Mason in the backfield with the quarterback who's in shotgun. In motion right, ball hiked. He keeps the ball, has to cut back inside, throws it to an open receiver in the back of the end zone, and just like that, Marcus Purdy converts his second two-point conversion. What looked like, Antonio looked like he was just going to follow his motioned receiver as a blocker. He put the brake on, cut back inside to dodge a defender, and then delivered a nice anticipation slant route pass to Marcus Purdy to complete the two-point conversion. And with that, the score is now 22-8. Screaming Eagles lead over the Prentice Buccaneers. All right, Buccaneers. Kick returns can be a little demoralizing, but that doesn't change the fact that your offense has been working tonight. I know you're down two scores, but that just means that, you know, keep doing what's working offensively, and you're just going to have to adjust defensively to see if you can come back in the game this way. Norson Rodriguez getting to kick off the ball. He loves to onside it, so let's see what happens here. He kind of squibs it quickly, a little bit too much juice, and the Buccaneer player, number 12, does a great job of just fielding that ball, hitting the dirt, and keeping great field position. Nice job by Carter Murphy, the freshman, making his second onside recovery of the night. All right, Buccaneers, first and 10 at their own 46-yard line. All righty. They've had a couple chances where they've almost ripped off a big play, and the Eagles have been able to rally tackle them down. Ball is handed off to Aiden, who's just going to spin through a bunch of guys and basically fall forward for 4 yards. All right. We're at the 50-yard line exactly, second and 6 for the Buccaneers here. Yep. All right. it and see who the Buccaneers go with here. Aiden and Zachary tonight have just been really good, and they will continue to lean on them as this game goes on. Ball hiked, handed off to Zachary, who's going to fall forward for another 4 yards. So we're now at third and two. What this run game does is we're hitting a place where which team is going to get tired first. And unfortunately for the Buccaneers, the Eagles have a bigger roster and a bigger bench. So they'll probably be cycling some players in and out as the third and fourth quarter hits. But this run game can absolutely tire out a defense. Ball's handed off, and he almost rips it. The last defender once again by the Eagles, keeping Aiden from breaking free. Doesn't stop the first down, but big play just got prevented by the Eagles. All right, so now the Buccaneers are at the 38-yard line, first and 10 for them. It feels like at some point Aiden is just going to blast through the secondary and just take one of the house, and the Eagles are going to try to stop it. Ball gets handed to Zachary, who gets through the initial line of contact into the backfield there and is tackled for a 7-yard gain, second and 3. So what would that be? The ball's at the 30-yard line for the Buccaneers? The Eagles' 30-yard line. Okay, Bucks. Two tailbacks under center. Ball hiked. Hand off to Aiden. Carries it up, bringing a ton of white jerseys with him as he is just, oh, it's a fumble. There, they say he's down. Waiting for the call. Is the refs signaling that he wants the ball, or is it the Eagles' ball? The refs are deliberating. We potentially have a stripped fumble. They're talking right now. Man, that would be big. Let's see what they're talking right now. If the Eagles stripped Aiden, my goodness, it just feels like the Buccaneers are having their way with the Eagles' defense, and then there's just one mistake that ends the drive. All right, head ref's coming up. What's he going to rule? It is going to be Buccaneers' ball. They said he was down. Huge break for the Buccaneers because that was a big run. That is another first down for the Buccaneers, and I could see it. I literally could see some of the fans for the Buccaneers like putting their hands on their chests as they're breathing a sigh of relief. Okay, ball on the 20, under center, two tailbacks, ball hiked, gets hand off to Zachary, following his blockers, pushing forward, gets tackled, looking for another 7-yard gain as it looks like it's going to be placed at about the 13-yard line on the Eagle side of the field. Buccaneers second and... Okay, excuse me, second and 4, so a 6-yard gain. All right, let me change my position here. There we go. 8 minutes and 22 seconds remain in the second quarter. The Buccaneers are driving to try to score. Ball is handed off to Aiden, receives contact, goes through the middle, and they're going to blow the whistle. He gets finally taken down. He's going to be short of the line of game, but not by much, as we are now looking at third and about a yard. Third and 2. I'm relying on my local caster for the fans. He's got a better view than I do. So here we go. Third and 2 at the 12-yard line of the Eagles. Buccaneers with the ball. They trail 8-22, and they're trying to fix that right now. Under center, ball hiked, handoff to Zachary, follows his blockers. Bounces off some guys and just falls forward for an easy first down. And now we're at first and goal. The good news for the Eagles is you can't get any more first downs, okay? But I don't think the Buccaneers don't really care about that. They want that touchdown. The ball right now is about the 5-yard line, maybe 6-yard line. Alrighty, ball hiked, handed off, up the middle, stays on his feet, and is able to push forward. Touchdown, Buccaneers. Crowd goes wild. And with that moves the score to 14-22. Buccaneers still trailing with 7 minutes and 17 seconds left in this second quarter. I imagine they're going to go for it as they are lining up to go for it. Let's see what happens. Buccaneers, here we go. Number 21, Nicholas getting ready to hand the ball off. He does to number 13, Zachary, for easy two-point conversion. Score is now 16-22. Shawamigan Screaming Eagles in the lead here on 103.1 Trail Mix. We're going to go commercial break. We come back with more football. Don't go anywhere.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
All right. Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. The score is 22-16. Eagles in the lead. I just announced the score, and I forgot it. All right, Buccaneers getting ready to kick off. Here it is. It is a squib kick. It goes over the edge. It's going to go back to Will, who fields it at the 20, cuts right, up the field, back inside, gets hit, and he's going to be tackled. He almost had that ball stripped. Either way, though, good field position for the Eagles as they will take over at their own 44-yard line, looking to keep this lead going forward, hopefully into the half. The Eagles really have had no really answer to the defense outside of a turnover on downs. Then that turnover downs happened because of a muffed handoff and then a fumble recovery off of a muffed handoff two drives before that. So really the Eagles have been able to capitalize on a couple mistakes and then keep driving the score up and up and up and up. One receiver, Marcus Purdy on the right side. Tailback, ball hiked, looking for his receiver, throws it to wide open number two, who carries it up the field, cuts it inside. Is he going to go all the way to the end zone? I see yellow on the field. We'll find out what that flag is. Eagles are hoping it's not a holding call because that would stink to bring that one back. That was a great catch by Dylan Heath, a couple juke moves, and I'm seeing holding on the offense. And just like that, poof, that great 55-yard pass play, it just evaporated as a holding call came in on the Eagles, pushing that ball backwards. It'll be first and 20 here in a moment. And Dylan Heath, after making an incredible juke move onto the inside to take that one to the house. All right, Eagles are showing you we're going to pass, and the Buccaneers really haven't figured out an answer for it on defense yet. Great job by Antonio, who's done a great job of extending plays. And unfortunately, that's the downside to sometimes being able to extend plays like that, is you put your offensive line in a precarious position, because if the play goes on too long, it's a lot easier than you think to mistakenly hold your defender, right? And so that's what happened there. One wide receiver left, tailback, Mason behind. That's going to be a false start. 100%. Should be on number 22, the running back. They're going to call offsides. I could have swore Mason jumped first, but the refs are right there in the field, so they are saying that the Buccaneers were in the neutral zone when the running back for the Eagles jumped. And so with that, that means it's offsides on the Buccaneers. Still first and 15, but it's a little bit better than first and 20. All right, same formation. One receiver left. Tailback with the quarterback and shotgun. Ball hiked. Hand off to Mason on the right side. Following his blockers. Cuts it inside. Gets a couple yards. Back to the line of scrimmage. And he's going to loot forward progress here. The whistle blows. And he was able to get basically all the yards back from the initial penalty. It's going to be second and 10 now at their own 44-yard line. All right. Good gainer. Kind of gets you back in position. See what the Eagles got concocted here. Buccaneers did a good job of swarming to the ball there. All right. Norson Rodriguez is the tailback. Shotgun to Dominic Seabury with a wide receiver to the left, Marcus Purdy. Ball hiked. Looking to pass. Steps up. Throws it. It's blocked down. Great job by number 11, Jackson Isaacson, senior defensive lineman for the Buccaneers. The receiver was open. He wasn't wide open, but he was open for a nice pass play there. And the defender, you got to love those D tackles. They get those hands up, swat that ball down, and now they've pushed it to 3rd and 10, which is almost certainly a passing down here. I imagine if you pass an incomplete, they would move into their first punt of the game, which leads me to think, man, maybe you run a play, try to get 5 yards or so, and then maybe you could go for it. I mean, punting to the Prentice, they haven't been stopped yet at all. So I do feel like it's 4-down territory. Okay, Antonio back at quarterback, 4 wide receivers, 2 on each side. Buccaneers, are they going to blitz? We'll see. In motion. Are they going to call a false start on a motion? Delay a game? All right. That's going to kill them. 3rd and 15. With 6 minutes and 6 seconds left in the second quarter, more than enough time for the Buccaneers to score before half. Eagles hampered with mistakes on this drive with a holding penalty and now a delay of game. 4 wide receivers, shotgun. In motion, ball hiked, looking for his guy, throws it deep to Dominic Seabury. It's going to be an overthrow. Dominic's looking for the call, but I'm sorry, if you just bump into somebody, that ain't a penalty. That's football. Incomplete. All right, 4th and 15 now for the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. I don't think you go for it. I think you punt and you force Prentice to have to run the ball like 900 times to get to the end zone, and hopefully they fumble on the way there. Right now, that's about the only strategy they got. 6 minutes and 2 seconds remain in this second quarter. All right. They're playing a fake punt. Norson's got it, throws it, completes the ball. Buccaneers did an incredible job there. They pulled their punt returner all the way up to play pass coverage. They said, you know what, screw it. We're not going to punt return. We're going to make sure we don't get killed with a fake. Great job by the Buccaneers defense to not get faked out. And with that, it is, even though it was a completed pass, even though it got good yardage, it wasn't enough. Turnover on downs, Buccaneers ball. All right, timeout Buccaneers. We're going to go to commercial then here on 103.1 Trail Mix. The score is 22-16 with 5 minutes and 54 seconds left in the half. Don't go anywhere.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
All right, welcome back to Varsity Football here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Swamigan Screaming Eagles are in Prentice playing the Buccaneers. Prentice just forced a turnover on downs against the Eagles here. Eagles lead 22-16 with 5:54 left in the half. Buccaneers are going to try to tie this game and potentially, tie the game. All right, ball is handed off, and I'm hearing a lot of whistles. And we are seeing a false start on the Buccaneers. First down, 15. It's kind of a big deal because although the Prentice are averaging 5 yards a carry, if you don't rush for that on this next play, it's really going to push you guys pretty far back. So we'll see what the Buccaneers do. I mean, I know what they're going to do on this first play. They're going to rush up the middle. They've done exactly one pass play, and it did not work. All right. Ball hiked. Hand it off to number 13, Zachary, who gets all those yards back from the penalty, literally 5 yards. So now we're looking at 2nd and 10. All righty. And with that, let's see what the Buccaneers have to do. They are now at the Eagles' 44-yard line. The clock keeps on ticking here in this second half. Ball is snapped. It is handed off to Aiden, who pushes that pile. Push, 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 push. for a 7-yard gain. We're looking at 3rd and 3, and the Eagles are going to have to dig deep here because they got out of that really long 1st and 15 scenario. Now there's 5 minutes and 10 seconds left, which is more than enough time to just run. They can run their ball or run their offense at their regular pace. If there was like 2 minutes left in this game, there's no way that they'd be able to run the ball like they have. And they've already used all 3 of their timeouts. So Buccaneers, they just got to keep on trucking. Eagles got to figure out how to stop it. Ball hiked, hand off to Zachary, runs into a lot of guys. Is he short? They're signaling he's short, very short. It is, oh my goodness, 4th and less than a yard. I can't imagine that that's gonna push the Buccaneers away from rushing at all. The Eagles, I mean, you sit here and you're like, okay, that's going to be an official timeout. Okay. Oh, that I see. The teams are asking for an official measurement so they can do the play call. Okay, all right. So while they're doing an official measurement of how much yardage to gain there is, I'm going to take a second here. Swamig and Screaming Eagles have not stopped the Buccaneers' run game pretty much at all. They've had basically 2 fumbles, which is what happened, one they recovered, one they didn't. That is just absolutely warped the game. So how do the Eagles stop a 4th and inches here? Quite literally, you just kind of have to have one play, just one play tonight where you're stronger than the Buccaneers. I know it sounds weird. That's not a strategy, but sometimes you don't need strategy in football. You just need power. So the guys up front for the Eagles are just going to have to figure this one out as they're going to get, honestly, they'll probably have to time the snap. And they do, but they can't get him down. Aiden Banks at 3, and he takes it down. He's daylight. That's a touchdown. Man, the Eagles did exactly what they needed to do. They timed the snap. They broke through the line. They hit the quarterback. They hit the running back. But Aiden has incredible balance, incredible power, bounces off to the side, takes it all the way down on 4th and inches for a touchdown. And with that, the game is tied 22-22. The difference is the Buccaneers are going for 2, and they're going for the lead. All right. Under center, ball hiked, handoff to Zachary, who pushes forward, and we're seeing it's good. And with that, the Buccaneers, with their mistakes today, have been able to fight their way back to 24-22 lead over the Shawamig and Screaming Eagles here in the second quarter of play. There's 4 minutes and 19 seconds left. Plenty of time for the Eagles to potentially come back and score before halftime. But before we do any of that, we're going to go to commercial. When we come back, we'll have more football for you. Don't go anywhere.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
All right, welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. We are in Prentice right now. The Buccaneers just stole the lead back from the Swamigan Screaming Eagles. They lead 24-22, and the only thing that separates the two teams is a failed two-point conversion from the Eagles off their first touchdown way back in the first quarter. Second quarter has 4 minutes and some change left on it. Was that 4:19? Okay, and the Buccaneers getting ready to kick off. Ball's kicked. It's going way back to Krause, who gets the ball around the 20-yard line, carrying up the field. Does he have another return in him? Looks like he does. Gets around the edge. Has to cut in the inside. Big hit. Great job by number 7 of the Buccaneers to get in front of Will, who had all that steam, all that power, absorbs the hit, and takes him down. Wow. Will Krause was running real far down that field. He got past the 50-yard line, got all the way to the Buccaneers' 46-yard line. That was a big return of 34 yards? My goodness. All right. Marcus Purdy, receiver on the right side, tailback shotgun. Ball hiked to Mason. He takes it, goes to the outside, is able to get around a few guys, and rushes for about 5-6 yards. Makes it all the way to the 40-yard line of the Buccaneers. Second down and four. All right. There we go. And then the Eagles don't have to hurry. They still got 3 minutes and 45 seconds left, right? They got 2 timeouts, maybe 3. All right, we have Marcus Purdy is the wide receiver on the right side. Norson Rodriguez is the tailback. Shotgun. Ball hiked. Hand off to Norson left. Falling to his blocker. Has to cut it inside. Then he goes back outside. He's trying to squeak by all these guys, but the problem is he's not moving. He's standing still. At a certain point, Norson's got to decide to hit the hole and get one run. We got a flag on the play. Look, I'm hearing potentially a horse collar. If that's the case, that's a 15-yard penalty. Personal foul, horse collar tackle. Wow, that is a big break for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And everyone's not, and no one got hurt. That's another big break. Horse collars can get pretty dangerous. And so they're going to advance the ball pretty far, all the way to the 26-yard line of the Buccaneers. First and 10, Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. And the clock resumes, my goodness. And with that, 3 minutes and 20 seconds remain in this first half. Two left, one right.